Today's world is shaped by supply. That means the availability of workers, energy, and other key materials for economic activity shape the outlook more than demand for those factors. And megaforces like AI and geopolitical fragmentation are transforming markets and economies with multiple plausible scenarios playing out. This environment tests how long-term portfolios have traditionally been built and creating the need for a different approach. Markets are increasingly being driven by a few megaforces that are cutting across asset class labels. The result is asset class labels can mask the underlying economic drivers of return and risk. This means asset allocation decisions in this environment are big active calls. This all explains the rising interest in what's been called a total portfolio approach, or TPA for short. Investors are increasingly thinking in terms of exposures and themes, not just broad asset classes. TPA is inconsistently defined across the industry, but it reflects an approach to building portfolios that allocates capital and risk across the whole portfolio to meet client-specific objectives. This approach defines exposures through underlying economic and factor drivers, looking at public and private markets together.
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加 VCN20210130。
All investments are assessed by their contribution to total portfolio risk and return. A scenario-based approach can help investors adapt faster to changing conditions, but it needs a clear framework. That includes internally consistent risk and return assumptions across public and private assets, a plan for blending alpha, factor, and index returns, and systematic ways to deal with economic uncertainty. This is especially important when megaforces are driving returns and making almost every portfolio decision an active call. All asset allocation decisions are active calls in today's investment environment. We think portfolios need to be built around exposures and convictions, with asset classes used as implementation tools, not the organizing framework.